The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Right now, I want to turn our attention to sláinte care, because an article appeared in The Independent today, a suggestion that sláinte care reforms are driving the soaring cost of health cover. So for those who didn't read it, I guess the main point of it was that sláinte care has removed private practice from public hospitals. So there's been a huge decrease in the number of procedures, private procedures being carried out in public hospitals. These would have been covered by health insurers. They say that's one thing that's driven up the cost of your private health insurance, is that these now all happen in private hospitals where it's more expensive to carry them out. They also say there's been a huge take up of public only consultant contracts, meaning there's fewer available consultants to do private work paid for by the health insurers. And if there's fewer of them and there's the greater demand, they can charge an increased premium for that work. Again, this drives up the cost of your health insurance. So I think the language used at one point today was that it's an unintended consequence of sláinte care. Tony O'Brien is a former director general of the HSE and a Sunday Independent columnist as well. Tony, is that how you describe it, an unintended consequence?
No, I would describe it as the logical consequence of sláinte care. And it's really not a case that costs are going up. It's that the taxpayer is decreasingly subsidizing private medicine. So in the past, a number of health insurance plans were based on patients receiving their treatment in public hospitals, but those public hospitals were never being paid the full cost of that treatment by the private insurers. And as the effect of sláinte care, which is to reduce the amount of privately insured work being done in public hospitals so that public hospitals are more dedicated to public patients, that work necessarily gets displaced into the private sector, where insurers do have to pay the full cost, not because the private hospitals are more expensive, but because there's no taxpayer subsidy there. So I just think this is a logical result.
So this is, a functioning market. Whatever about functioning systems, we'll get into that in a moment. I mean, this is a market that is functioning more accurately.
Yes, and lots of people make the point that private hospitals appear to be more efficient than public hospitals. But one of the advantages they have is that every patient who walks through the door brings an injection of cash, which enables them to provide their services in the way that they do. Whereas in the public system, every patient that walks through the door brings cost. And in the past, people who walk through the public hospital door with their private health insurance, the private health insurer was not meeting that full cost, the taxpayer was. And so if we're to move towards a public system, which I think we all want to do, which is the right size and shape for our population, and where the only criteria for getting treatment is your clinical need, the logic of that is that people who are getting access because of private health insurance need to go somewhere else. And that's just the reality.
And Tony, were those private patients not providing the full cost?
No. If you go to a private hospital, every item that you consume, including the full cost of any drugs and so on, will be billed back.
Yeah.
But the way the system used to work, the public hospitals only got a particular nominal fee, a day rate.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. How did that come about that, you know, your care in the public hospital, that the public system wasn't getting fully recompensed for it?
Historically, that was government policy. And over the last 20 years, there's been a move away two moves away from subsidizing private care. Increasingly, the charges became more realistic, but were never full cost charges. And also, we have stepped away from full tax relief on private health insurance costs, which used to be paid at the high rate of tax if you were a higher rate taxpayer, and are now only paid at the standard rate. So in order to ensure that resources are used for the public system when they're coming from the taxpayers, necessarily you have to rebalance these things. And you've also pointed out that one of the big policy objectives is that consultants employed by the state should in public hospitals only treat private patients. A new contract was offered. A very large number of consultants have taken it up, which means that they must do their private work in private hospitals. And there again, the private insurers have to pay the full cost of those private hospital services. So it's a shift. And that does have an effect on the cost of premiums, and it does call into question some of the lower cost policies which were based on access to services in public hospitals.
And the removal of some of those kind of private procedures, the decrease in the number of them that had been carried out in the public system, has that then consequently increased the capacity in the public system?
Well, I think the public hospital system, it has increased its capacity through that reason and a number of other factors. Obviously, the state has been focused on increasing the number of consultants, the numbers of beds and so on. And over recent years, what we have seen through growth in the population, changes in the age structure, is that the public system has struggled at times, as we all know, to have beds available and procedures available in a timely way, which results in waiting lists, which results in ED overcrowding. But the only way ultimately to overcome that is through the total program that's called Sláintecare. But those changes don't come without some pain, and that pain is currently being experienced by those who've been paying private health insurance premiums, but not historically availing of the private hospital system. And obviously the private hospital system will probably need to grow in order to meet the demand for their services as well.
Tony O'Brien, former Director General of the HSE, Sunday Independent columnist. Tony, thanks a million.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.